Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's about to get silly in here.
Yeah, that's a great way to start this.
What's poppin', internet? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And if you are a new listener, things are about to get real silly up in this bitch. This is the podcast where you can experience the internet audibly. We discuss ghost stories, hilarious news stories, true crime, and, you know, things that make you go, what the fuck? First things first, I'm going to go ahead and shout out all of my dope-ass listeners, new and returning. I want to thank you guys so much for allowing me to visit your eardrums and control your thoughts from within. Last week, we took a fun yet creepy dive into Wrinkles the Clown. It was a interesting episode. This is the clown that parents actually pay to scare their children. So, if you have not heard this episode yet, fix that immediately, my friend, after this episode. Okay, this week, I thought we would jump into the cool waters of weirdest Craigslist postings. Yeah, I love Craigslist. Craigslist was there before Reddit, and that was how I got a lot of my entertainment. Yeah, I don't know if you guys ever just go through Craigslist, but people post the most random things on there. For those of you who have no idea what Craigslist is, I'm assuming if I have some international listeners, it's a website that criminals use to murder people. I'm kidding. Okay, it's it's not that, but it might as well be. Craigslist is a website that actually started in the mid-90s, where people could advertise literally whatever they wanted, from jobs to housing, from discussion forums to items to sale they want to sell or purchase and more, you know. I used to use it all the time before people started getting robbed and serial killed. I don't use it as much as I used to, I'll admit that. You know, there's a lot of shady characters that utilize Craigslist, especially hookers. They love it. They love it. They can advertise their business on there using secretive wording that their clients understand. That way, hopefully, police don't know what's going on, you know. And is it okay to call them hookers, or is that offensive? Like, I've been corrected before. Apparently, they prefer the term sex worker. It's like, okay, you guys remember when servers were waitresses? It's like that. Like, listen, okay, just because you change the title to what you do doesn't mean that you're not doing the same shit. A waitress is serving me. She's waiting on me. That's what her job is, you know, or his job is. Okay. A hooker, a streetwalker, prostitute, whatever you want to call them. They sell sex. It's not an occupation for me to be politically correct about. I don't care. It's just not something I give a shit about. Hooker, streetwalker, prostitute, sex worker, no matter the title, the job is the same. Okay? Also, I have no problem being called black. Okay? If you don't describe me as African American, the world will not end. I will survive. Okay? And I'm sure the hookers will too. All right? Spent a lot of time on hookers today, huh? I mean, you know, it's better than spending money on them. All right. As you can tell, this episode is going to be fun. If you're listening to this podcast on an Apple device or another podcast platform that allows you to rate and review, hook a sister up with a 5-star rating and a written review. Yeah, that'd be great. And if you want to, you can always reach out to me, via email, ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. You know, email me your embarrassing stories or things like that, because I would love to do fun listener episodes. So send me what you got. In other news, if you want to join in on the silly, you can always call or text my Google Voice number as well, because I want to hear what you got to say. 805-664-1828, and the number will be below in the show notes as well. Before we get started with these crazy Craigslist stories / ads, I have some information for you, for those of you that actually want to start your own podcast for free. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, listen to this. What are you waiting for? Join the podcasting community and share your voice right here on Anchor FM. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into these crazy stories. We're going to go ahead and take a look at the weirdest Craigslist ads that I could find. I scoured the internet, I did, yes. I scoured the internet. But what you may not know is I scoured the internet from the best search engine that this country has to offer. I used Goggle. I'm sorry, Google. That's me pretending to be President Trump. Okay, so that was probably a fail, but to me, it sounded dead on. But I'm a little biased. So this is our first. Let's go ahead and get to our first Craigslist ad, shall we? And just try to go ahead and kind of blast past what I just did. Okay, so this first one is hilarious as fuck. Our first Craigslist ad. It's a little too much. It's entitled, Free to Anything Willing. And it's coming from Roanoke, which I believe is in Virginia. Okay, let's take a look at this ad. Now, the first thing you see in the ad is a cute little beagle. It's a cute puppy. And it reads, my girlfriend does not like my beagle, Molly. So I have to rehome her. She is a purebred from a wealthy area, and I have had her for 4 years. She likes to play games, not totally trained, has long hair, so she's a little high maintenance, especially with the nails, but she loves having them done. Stays up all night, yapping, but sleeps while I work. Only eats the best, most expensive food. Will never greet you at the door after a long day or give you unconditional love when you're down. Does not bite. But she can be mean as hell. So, anyone interested in my 30-year-old selfish, wicked, gold-digging girlfriend, come and get her. Me and my dog want to rehome her ASAP. Wow. First of all, that's hilarious as fuck, okay? Second of all, fuck that bitch for trying to get him to get rid of his dog. She was his first bitch. You can't... Let me tell y'all something, okay? If you are dating someone and you do not like the pet that they have, your relationship will not work out. I'm letting you know, it's just not going to work. Because that pet, they've been through some shit. Maybe they had that pet since the pet was a puppy or a kitten or a baby tarantula. I don't know. You don't know why they have that pet, when they got that pet, how they came across that pet. You have no clue, okay? Pussy and dick is everywhere. You can find pussy and dick anywhere. You just throw a rock. You can hit a pussy, hit a dick, have sex with it, be happy. But that pet, that animal that you feed, that you bathe, that you pet, that you spend time with, it has seen you naked. There's a close bond. And no random bitch or random dude is going to fucking come between that relationship. I'm letting you know right now, okay? If I ever meet anybody and they don't like my cat, and that is not a sexual euphemism because this pussy is fire. What I'm saying is, if you do not like my cat, Samantha, well, she's only Samantha when she's in trouble. But if you don't like my cat, Sammy, and you're like, fuck cats and blah, 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 we're not going to work out. This is how it is. You know, I just,
Never be, I'm just saying, never come between anyone and their pet. It will not go the way that you expect. Okay. I'm just trying to help y'all. Okay. Act like a bitch, you get treated like one. That's how I see it. The internet is a vast and wonderful place. It really is. Let's go ahead and move on to our next one. This next one is interesting. It's short and to the point. The title is "We Need a Smart Person." That's what it says. God, I think I should apply for this job. It's coming from New York, and it's only one sentence, and it says, "We need a smart or more person to help UN with our company." Now, I'm almost certain that UN, they probably meant us, is probably to help us with our company. First of all, my favorite part of this ad is the smart or more. I love that part. I believe that I may be in the or more category. I don't know. Especially based off whoever wrote this post. I'm definitely or more. you know, I think so. But it's like, dude, your ad is only one sentence. You telling me you couldn't spell check that shit? It's one sentence. you know, what it should say is in need of GED. Because I bet you the person who posted this doesn't have one. Okay. you know, I don't know. Okay. Maybe it's not even a person. It could be like a kid who is like trying to, I don't know, start a lemonade stand or something. I bet the person who posts this probably eats their cereal with a fork. That's a huge assumption that I'm okay to take. You know, like... Look, let this post right here be proof that anyone can post anything they want on Craigslist, even if your IQ is about your shoe size. It's okay. Feel free to post. God, there's so many stupid out there. So many stupid. I can't even put a noun. Just so many stupid out there. oh, God. Shoe size. Okay, guys, we are... The old joke used to be room temperature, you know, like, you know, you're dumb when your IQ was below room temperature, but I felt like maybe shoe size was probably the best way to describe the idiot that made that last post. All right. Moving on, our next Craigslist ad, I believe this one's coming from Louisiana. I'm looking at a picture of a man in a huge flatbed green truck. Wearing a cowboy hat, he looks quite pleased with himself, I must say. So the ad reads, "Screw Uber. It's Friday night. Don't drink and drive. Message me and I'll come get you in a 2000 Ford F-250 4x4 with a case of beer and a cooler in the back, blasting Skynyrd on the speakers, and I'll holler, hell yeah, brother, to everything you say." the caucasity. Okay. I actually know what Skynyrd is. You're talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm from Georgia. Okay, so I have a lot of white friends, went to a lot of bars. I know who Lynyrd Skynyrd is, okay? Or what it is. Well, I've heard of it. Is it a band or a person? I don't know. Okay, maybe I don't know. Oh, thank God. I thought I lost my black card. but first of all, I have a question. What kind of beer? Second, can we blast some 90s hits instead? Third, can I drive? Let me tell you something. I love driving trucks. Those big ass, like the F-150s, F-250s, F-350s, whatever. Driving big cars, big trucks has always been something that I've enjoyed. This is too much. God bless boredpanda.com for this post. I love it. That's where I found this this weird ass Craigslist ad. Hell yeah, brother. It just seems so Hulk Hogan, like, or like Randy Savage-y. You know what I mean? Like, just he said that he would say it to everything I said, right? That's what he said. Okay? Hey, man, do you like to wear pink tutus on Tuesday evenings? Hell yeah, brother. Do you believe the tooth fairy and the elf on a shelf are doing it? Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that men are still paid more for the same jobs that women do, or the fact that racism still exists today, and that our country is full of ignorant human beings who would rather hate and attack things that they don't understand, or the fact that I'm gay, black, female, making me three minorities in one, and it can be terrifying just to walk outside my door? Hell yeah, brother! Actually, I identify as a lampshade, so I'm offended that you keep calling me brother. Oh my God, I am the worst. Oh shit. Oh God. If you're still listening, thanks. Pretty sure I probably lost more than half of my followers after the hooker bit. People don't. People get so mad when I talk about our hookers.
In your face, sucker!
Well, that occurred. Let's move on to the next one, shall we? Next up, it's entitled, you're gonna love this, 11 Reptiles. Police! Y'all hear that? We'll be right back after this siren. Okay, and we're back. Hopefully they found their guy. So let's go ahead and go on to the next one. Like I said, it is entitled 11 Reptiles. Doesn't really hold a lot to the imagination. Sounds kind of straightforward. It says, hi, I'm going through a difficult breakup and impulsively adopted 16 different types of reptiles over Craigslist. I have made a huge mistake. My roommates are furious. I have one ball python, 7 various geckos, a bearded dragon, and 2 red slider turtles. They're all named Amanda. No homing fee. It says it's coming from Fordham. I don't really know where that is. But once again, boardpanda.com. Comes through again with another banger. Love it. I love the fact that he named all of them Amanda, which is perfect for any reptile. I'm pretty sure that's probably his ex-girlfriend's name. That's just a guess. I'm not a detective. I'll say that most people don't get a bunch of lizards and shit after a rough breakup. Like, what happened to getting fucked up, getting drunk, you know, or eating your weight in ice cream? What happened to that? Why is that not? When did we stop doing that? I can't believe he broke up with me. I need a bunch of snakes right now, damn it. If I can just get my hands on 17 turtles, my heart could mend. Like, what the fuck? I don't get it. I don't get it. And I can also see why their roommates were pissed, because turtles alone smell horrible. Okay, I used to have one red ear slider turtle, and she was adorable and I loved her. She was cute and green and stuff, but she smelled like hell no. Okay, so I can imagine 2 of those turtles plus all the other species in there. Like, people think lizards and stuff, they don't stink. They shit and they swim in that filthy ass water and they can smell, okay? Damn. Okay, and you know their electricity bill was crazy, because with all those reptiles, I mean, they need like constant UVB lighting and heating lamps and all kinds of shit that's got to be plugged in. It's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. And it's a huge no thank you for me. And I feel like his roommates, I'm assuming it's a guy, his roommates have every reason to kick his ass out. I mean, he brought, how many did he say? 17? Yeah, no, 16. He brought 16 different types of reptiles into their home without talking to them about it first. Like, what the I was going to say consoling to them about it, but that's not the right word. There was another word I was looking for, but my brain doesn't work. Whatever. You know, I just realized something. He titled it 11 Reptiles, but in the post he said he had 16 different types of reptiles.
So I don't know what the fuck is going on. Does he not know how to count? Did I not know how to count? Am I misunderstanding? All right, moving on. Moving on to our next Craigslist ad, our crazy Craigslist ad. Okay, so how many Star Trek fans do we have listening right now? Because I'm sure it's in the hundreds. I'm sure it's in the hundreds. All my Trekkies out there. When I was a kid, the show was extremely popular, you know, and there were different series for Star Trek. According to Wikipedia, there were 8 different television series for the Star Trek series. There was the original series, which I think that one was with Captain Kirk. And then you have the animated series, which I did not know existed. Then you've got Next Generation, and I think that's the one with the female captain, I think. Or maybe that was Captain Picard. And maybe Deep Space Nine was, I think that was a black captain. And then Voyager, I think that was the female captain. Enterprise, Discovery, Short Treks, and Picard. So, yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of them. And a lot of them have like over 10 seasons, if not more than that. My mom, she's a Trekkie, okay? She loved the one with Captain Picard and the female captain. I don't remember which one. I'm almost positive she was Voyager. Anywho, let's go ahead and get into the ad. Shout out to my mom, even though I know you're not listening to this right now. Okay, so the ad is entitled "Make It So." This is a 31-year-old dude from some place from university. I don't know where that is. It says, need 2 or 3 women for Star Trek role playing, no nudity, no touching, strictly the Next Generation era, costumes and characters in costumes. Last time someone tried TOS and it was a disaster. I don't know what TOS stands for. If there's any Trekkies out there who know what that is, tweet a bitch and let me know because I don't know. It says here, there will be no mixing of eras. First of all, that sounds racist. I don't know why. Hey, there will be no mixing of races. Not today. All right, it says that there will be no mixing of eras. I don't want to hear how Captain Kirk is so great. Kirk isn't half the captain that Picard is, okay? Oh, all right. Kirk is a fat chauvinist ladies man. Picard is an honorable intellectual and an excellent diplomat. Okay. I built a bridge in my mom's garage and a small shuttlecraft. If this sounds like something you want to do, let me know and I'll send you a script. I don't mind if your costume isn't terribly authentic. Just make sure it's close to the TNG era. He's very serious about this. Once you have your script, you can think about your character and let me know about any ideas you have. We won't be filming anything. It's just a fun way to spend an afternoon. I'm sorry, guys. These letters are really like kind of small. Maybe my mom will make lunch. Why? Maybe my mom will make us lunch. It helps if you know a lot about the show. This isn't paid, but I have a doctor's prescription pad, put in parentheses, long story, and I can write you a prescription for basically anything you want. The reason I need women is that the story is about getting stuck on an aircraft. I can't tell you more now, but most weekends, most weeknights and weekends are good times. Having your own props is an asset. For an example, phaser or a visor. If your character needs one, please respond with pic and short bio plus stats. Nothing weird is going to happen. Well, he certainly feels strongly against Captain Kirk. he's a fat chauvinist ladies man. He's also a fictional character. I feel like we should point that out as well. Can I just say that I love the fact that he still lives with his mother? Can I just say that? And also, I'm not surprised Because to be honest with you, I would be more surprised if he didn't live at home with his mom. that would be more shocking. I don't know, you know, that much about Star Trek, but I do know the bridge is, like he mentioned, he said he built a bridge in his mother's basement or in his garage. The bridge is like the main area, like where they fly the ship. That's like the deck, you know, like the flight deck of an airplane. And for the purposes of this podcast episode, I'm super glad that he built one inside of his mom's garage. I'm glad he built a bridge there because I love to make fun of weird things like that. That's great. Oh, and of course, his mom might make us lunch. Might. That is not even a sure thing. You may or may not get lunch if you respond to this ad. So I guess we better eat before we go. I also would like to know where he got the prescription pad from. Where did you... Because I just don't think he's a doctor. Or at least not a good one. Like, he did... But he did say that nothing weird was going to happen. So, I mean, it's in the ad. So clearly, he's trustworthy. I don't know. I don't know. I might respond. It just sounds like it would be a very interesting day. Depending on what prescription I get. I'm just going for the free drugs, guys. Just going for the free drugs.
I'm your host, Taylor Renee.
And I'm Isaiah.
We're back. We're still fat and we still have fucking opinions.
And I also struggle with skinny jeans specifically because a lot of times men's skinny jeans, the calf to ankle ratio on skinny jeans is really important.
If you have to constantly tell someone that you're not a liar, chances are you lie a lot. So I could see how you would get to, if you have to constantly say you love your body, chances are you don't love it. But you also have to think about how large bodies are seen in society,
right,
and how we would need to kind of overcompensate with us telling you that we do love our bodies, because it's hard to believe at first.
It's not my goal to inconvenience you by being fat. Like, I want you to make that clear.
It's like when you have leftovers in the fridge and you come home from work ready to eat your leftovers just to find out that bitch ass nigga sleeping in your bed ate your leftovers.
I want to say shake and go wigs. You know, when it says it on the package that you take it out and you shake it and then you go, doesn't necessarily mean that you should do that. It means that you, you know, should put some time and energy into crafting this wig so that it feels good and it looks good on your head.
Welcome to Fat People with Opinions, bitch.
You shouldn't ever call me a fat ass Kelly Price.
Well, this has certainly been a very interesting podcast episode. I know you guys love it when I do the creepier podcast episodes. You know, you dig in the ghosts and the true crime and all that. But don't worry, we'll be bringing more of those in very soon. Just stay tuned for every Friday, because that's when a bitch posts a new podcast episode. You know, but sometimes it's nice to clean the palate with some silly. Professionally silly, that is. Yep. All right. So anyways, we got ourselves another... What the fuck was that? Like a Trey Songz thing? Yeah. I fucking hate him. Anyway, we've got ourselves another ad from, I think it's Lafayette. And there are a lot of areas in this country that have a Lafayette in them. So I don't really know which one this one is. But the title says, Professional Bearer of Bad News. Sounds good. Sounds good. And it reads, basically, you'd hire me to break bad news to people that you just don't have the balls to say yourself. You want to break up with your significant other? Hire me. Aunt Ethel's dead? Hire me. Keeping the baby when your one night stand wants you to have an abortion? Hire me. Place too many bets on the wrong horse and your bookie is after you because you haven't paid him yet? Handle that shit yourself. I'm not dying for you. Salary negotiable. He's got like a winky face there. And contact me by email above or via text or call at, and then you can check the contact info. I have to say, I love what he's doing here. It would be nice to have other people be the bearer of bad news. There's a reason it's called Don't Shoot the Messenger. Okay? It's always sucky when you got to be the one to tell somebody something they don't want to hear, you know? But I feel like I shouldn't I feel like I should tell everyone about my Aunt Ethel on my own. You know, it's a family thing. I don't have an Aunt Ethel. I have a question, though. Why in the world would a one-night stand even know you're pregnant? They're a one-night stand, okay? We didn't exchange numbers. Like, what? Also, I don't like the fact that he's not willing to die for me. So, yeah, that's a deal-breaker for me. Sorry. No sale. Over myself right now. Ah, man, this is funny. Okay, so this next one is short as well. And gross. thank you so much, Malibu, for this very well engineered Craigslist ad. And did I mention that it's gross? Okay. Well, the title reads, "Come fuck my robot." Yeah, I did mention the word gross, right? Okay. That's the title. I'm assuming Malibu, California, but there are other Malibus. There's one in Florida too. So I'm assuming Florida, actually, because that's where the crazy shit goes. It says, "Hi, I am an engineer." You see what I did there? You see what I did there? For this very well engineered Craigslist ad. Boom, suck it. All right. "Hi, I am an engineer who has built an AI with a vagina. I need someone to come fuck my robot and let me watch. I can't fuck it because I'm like its dad. Thanks." So that's the ad. It's three sentences. I am sorry. I'm sorry. I feel like I read that like incorrectly, but I double checked it several times. "He built a robot with a vagina, and now he wants to watch someone else have sex with it. And he can't have sex with it because he sees it as his child." I'm sorry. That's just a lot to take in. No pun intended. But, okay, I'm about to blow your minds right out of your heads. And I mean that in the safest non-lethal way possible. Okay. correct me if I'm wrong, but if he sees his robot as his child, then wouldn't it be weirder if he watches someone else have sex with it? I mean, it's weird if he has sex with it, but I'm just saying, it's, you know, listen, don't shoot the messenger. Oh, my goodness. So we have a few more before we end this episode. This ad is coming from Berlin. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure which Berlin. From what I understand, Craigslist is an American site, but there are many cities in our country with the same names as other locations. Have you guys ever heard of Paris, Texas? Yep, it's a real place. You know, I love the title. Okay, the title of this one is called Fancy Getting a Bit Blue. So that's lovely. The fact that they use the word fancy makes me feel like this might be European. So maybe the Berlin in Europe. All right, so it says here, it's a 36-year-old guy posted this, and it says, "Come to my place and let me paint you blue like a Smurf and throw marshmallows at you. Smurfers like me are difficult to find, so this is a last resort. I have the paint if you have the time. I can reciprocate if you wish. Nothing weird, just normal Smurf play." First of all, this whole thing is weird. What part of this ad does he think is normal? You know what I'm saying? Fuck. Okay. "Nothing weird, just normal Smurf play. And the marshmallows, of course. Possibly a naughty Smurf role play. You know, good Smurf, bad Smurf, or Papa Smurf gets caught in a compromising position. Genuine replies only. No Smurf haters, please, or any other freaks. Just, let's just have a smurfingly good Smurf." Okay. Honestly, I have no idea where to start with this when there's so much fun to be made of with this. I guess I'll start off with what the fuck. So this man is looking for a woman to allow him to paint her completely blue and throw marshmallows at her. and maybe even some naughty Smurf role play, which I can't even begin to imagine what the entire holy hell that is. I know it might involve marshmallows. Jesus. I like how he says, no Smurf haters, please, or any other freaks. It's like, who the fuck is he to call someone else a freak? Did he not read the ad that he posted? I feel like he didn't read it clearly, because he's clearly the weird one of the bunch. And I honestly did not know there was such a thing as Smurf haters. Had no clue that that was even a group of people. Are these people marching in the streets of our cities with signs that say down with Smurfs? What in the world is happening? What is happening? Why is this happening? It just seems like this would happen in Florida, but no, this is Berlin. Who knew? Yeah, you really just gotta love the internet, don't you? Let's go ahead to our next Craigslist ad. It's entitled Living Elf on the Shelf. I gotta say, nothing says happy holidays like Elf on a Shelf. You know, I used to love that. For those of you don't know what that is, Elf on a Shelf is like that, it's like this little tiny elf toy that parents usually enjoy just hiding around the house in random, you know, areas doing random things. And it's kind of like a joke kind of thing. It's just like, oh, the elf is making coffee. You know, it's just weird kind of, you know. But, you know, fucking look it up on YouTube. I don't have time. But you know, what if you took it one step further and used a real life elf, like a real live one? Let's take a read, shall we? Oh my gosh. Okay. So it says, for $100 an hour, I will come to your holiday party dressed as the elf on the shelf and sit in any location you assign me while I stare emptily. That's a hard fucking word to say. Like, it's not a difficult word. My mouth won't say it. What the fuck? Anyways, he's going to stare at your guests with an empty look in his eye. All right. For the duration of the event. I specialize in holiday themed events, either yours or an unexpected friend's. Oh, that's kind of fucked up. So you can hire him for a party and your friends have no idea. That was freaked me out. But I also offer a contracted private investigation and babysitting services. Please, what the fuck? Please inquire about these rates as they are negotiable based on the task at hand. My services have been in high demand this season, so now I require at least 48-hour notice in advance for any bookings and appreciate your understanding. Thank you and happy holidays. Signed, whatever you want my name to be. So, first of all, I think it's weird that he wants to dress up as an elf and stare emptily. Damn it. I thought I would try it again. And he would stare. I guess it's just one of those words I can't say. I have a buddy of mine who cannot say cinnamon to save her life. And another friend who cannot say aluminum. Like, I guess emptily. Damn it. Am I saying it right? I don't know. That's my word. And I never knew I had a word that I couldn't say. Apparently, I do. So, but yeah, that's just weird. I don't think that that a guy who is dressed like an elf on the shelf for parties is someone that I would want to trust to do private investigation services or watch my children. It just does not seem smart. Now, this guy, he knows the true meaning of Christmas spirit. He does. Okay, I'll give you that. But can you imagine a grown-ass man dressed as an elf sitting on your fireplace or looking through your window or just chilling in a corner while you and your friends have a beer? Like, that's fucking weird. Oh, yeah, and you're spending your hard-earned money on this man. This is insane. Well, I did mention that his services have been on high demand, so clearly his Craigslist ads are doing well. I love that he signed it, whatever you want my name to be. It's just such confidence. Such confidence. Well, wasn't that a lovely sound? Let's go on to our next lovely post. It's entitled "Seeing You Eating Cat Food." Just a beautiful misconnection that we're about to read. It reads, seeing you eating cat food out of can, you was using a fork. Looks like you got some manners. I like that. That's what it says. And it says, woman for males. So this is a woman writing this, which kind of surprises me. I don't know why, but it does. I really hope that she finds her prince charming. I do. It's like they say, man. You know, there really is someone out there for everyone. But I can I just say that sometimes cat food be looking real good as shit. Like, it be looking delicious. It does. Like, especially this new shit these days. Oh, my God. Like, you can see, like, the vegetables and whatnot. Like, it's just crazy. You're like, ain't this? Look at those carrots. Motherfucker, are those peas? Like... And it be smelling good. All right, I've never had it, but I ain't gonna lie. The thought has crossed my mind, and I always told myself if we ever went through some kind of crazy zombie apocalypse, which this coronavirus might send us into, if I gotta eat cat food, I'll fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? Just put some hot sauce on that shit. You good. You good. You good. Meow, meow, motherfucker. Meow, meow. Oh, man. I'm glad I find me funny. So if like my two listeners that are listening to this episode right now are not feeling it, I'm having a great time. That's what matters. Okay, guys, sad to say, but we have come to our last hilarious Craigslist ad of the episode.
Oh, guys, I'm gonna miss you.
Okay, so this one is for all my pasta lovers out there. You're probably going to hate me after this one, honestly, but holy shit. Okay. This one is entitled, woman to sit in my bathtub full of noodles wearing a bathing suit. It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Just, I don't know where this one's from. I kind of, saw this one as an image on Google. So I was just like, I need to screenshot this. This is hilarious. So it says, I will pay you $1 US dollars. Oh, snap. I will pay you $1 to sit in my bathtub full of noodles while you wear a one piece bathing suit. I will not be home, nor will anyone else while you do this. I will leave a key for you and you sit at your leisure, depends on how you like to pronounce that. I will require at least 5 minutes stay. A neighbor will watch from the front door from across the street and using a supplied stopwatch. He will time your entry and departure. Please supply your own footwear. The noodles will be cooked and therefore slippery. Do not bring any sauce. I will season the pasta after I return home prior to dinner. Wow. First of all, one whole dollar to enter the home of a sociopath or a psychopath, it depends on which one, I don't know his life, to bathe in their tub full of noodles and pray to God that I won't be kept hostage for the rest of my life. That would be a huge hell no. I'm good. I'm going to pass. I'm just going to pass. Holy crap. And you have one of your creepy little friends watching from across the street. Like that's supposed to make me feel safer. This legit sounds like the beginning of a new show on the Investigation Discovery Channel. Like, I'm dead ass. You guys wanted some true crime for the podcast episode? Here you go. This is the beginning scene of, like, I don't know, Fear Thy Neighbor or you know, Who the Fuck Did I Marry? You know, what's the one? Something about Next Door. I can't remember. Oh, Nightmare Next Door. You know, that's what it sounds like. Holy shit. Oh, God, I'm dead. Or I would be if I went to that place. Also, why did he have to emphasize that they don't want you to bring any sauce? Like, motherfucker, sauce for what? Am I invited to dinner too? Like, or you get to keep all my bathwater pasta all to yourself? Selfish prick. there's just no way there's not any hidden cameras there, you know, so him and his creepy ass neighbor can enjoy making their own homemade Alfredo sauce. Think on that for a second.
remember. Why did you go there? I'm sorry, but that was gross. And I'm the one who said it. You know, it cannot be unsaid now. Oh, good God. Someone pray for me. Okay, guys, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's people are weird as fuck. Okay, the professionally silly life rules, guys. Professionally silly life rules. And also, noodle bathers are grossly underpaid. $1? What a cheap prick. Jeez. I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed this weird ass and very silly episode of the Professionally Silly Podcast. And make sure you show your support for your girl by leaving me a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast. It does make it easier for my podcast to be found by listeners who haven't heard of Professionally Silly yet. So that would be awesome. Also, guys, if there is a podcast that you do enjoy, do that podcaster a solid and leave them a fucking 5-star review for their podcast as well. Show your support, because let me tell you something, guys, it makes our day to know that you guys are digging what we put out. Plus, guys, come on. There are so many amazing podcasts out there, listeners. You guys listen every week. Just take a few seconds, you know, go to the Apple Podcast, hit that 5-star and leave a comment. Tell them why you like it, you know, or tell them things they can change, whatever. We love it. We love it. Hit us up. Shout out to Craigslist for keeping a bitch entertained throughout the years. Also, do me a favor, guys, and send in your ghost stories, true crime stories, weird stories, whatever, confessions, embarrassing moments, whatever you got. Just send it to me. I want to start doing some really fun listener story episodes. That is my next goal. I don't know if I have enough listeners yet for that, but I'm hoping. I am hoping. I know you guys have like some anonymous stuff. Maybe you want to get off your chest. You want to be like, hey, man, I robbed a bank last summer. Listen, just email me. Tell me your story. Leave out your name, obviously, because you don't know who could be listening to this. I clearly just nothing but FBI listeners. All my listeners are from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Everybody knows this. This is like a thing. My email and contact info is down below in the show notes. Oh, and guess what, guys? Your girl got a new review. I got a new one. I got a new one. That's me being very excited. I'm super excited to share with you guys. I literally check for reviews all the goddamn time. All the time. You know, because I seek validation from others. Leave me alone. So thank you so much for those of you that have rated or reviewed my podcast. So this reviewer writes, and their name is Clear Window, which is kind of cool. Love that. And it's 5 stars and it's titled I Need More in all caps, which, yeah, that's making me feel good so far, I gotta say. It says, I am absolutely addicted to your podcast, but Amber, we pro silly fans. I love that. I never really thought of that. Pro silly fans. I like that. We pro silly fans all need to hear more. You're absolutely my fave. Friday takes an eternity, but just needed you to know how amazing you are. And Friday is definitely a highlight to my day and week. Guys, this meant so much to me. I swear. Oh, I'm starting to tear up again. Happy tears, because it just. You guys, God damn it. I'll be right back. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Did you you guys enjoy the whole music? I legit got teary-eyed. Like, for real. I had to go, like, wipe my face and shit. Because, guys, it's just so crazy to think that there is someone out there that is looking forward to my podcast every Friday. Like, it's so surreal. Like, it's literally like 100 champagne corks popping. It really is. It's just, it feels so good to know that my hard work matters to someone, you know, that someone
is enjoying my content. Someone is laughing. You know, one of the reasons why I have the word silly in the title is because life is so fucking serious, especially the older you get. We all have responsibilities and bills and relationships and children and jobs and just adult shit that we have to deal with. And sometimes it's nice to get a break from that shit and just, I don't know, just bask in the fictional bullshit that is me. Clear window. Thank you so much. I'll see what I can do, you know, about speeding up the weekdays so that we can get to Friday faster. I know a guy who knows a guy who might be able to speed that up for you. I'm on it. I got you, boo thing. I got you. Thank you guys so much for joining me every week. For those of you that are, it means more to me than, you know, like a bitch just got emotional. Like, girl, my fallopian tubes are draining, honey. Like, I just feel so feminine right now. oh my God. And the same goes for anyone else who tunes in every week. You know, clear window and everyone else. I feel, thank you. You know, your girl got emotional as fuck over here, but I'm okay. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for some more awesome bonus information, like my social media. You know, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I got a YouTube channel that's also called Professionally Silly. You know, I gotta tell you guys, I go crazy on TikTok and I go crazy on my YouTube channel. It's a lot of fucking fun. So make sure you guys follow, subscribe, fan me, whatever you want to call it. You know, I would love it. I would love it. I would love it if you guys would share this podcast and my YouTube channel with a friend and help a girl grow. Help me grow. Help me catch these dreams. You know what I'm saying? Because a bitch is exhausted chasing them. Do you have any idea how much cardio it is to chase a goddamn dream in Los Angeles full of people who have the same fucking dream? Yeah, it's not easy. So, speaking of my YouTube channel, this past Sunday, I just posted my newest video from my new series called Paranormal Blacktivity. I'm sure you guys get the naming there. I'm black, there's ghosts, you got it. It's not hard to figure out. We went to an abandoned bank in Los Angeles, and shit got real. Shit got real. It did. I'll play a small trailer that I made for you guys in a moment. I'll be sure to put the link to my Paranormal Blacktivity playlist below in the show notes. You guys can check out my new series. So far I have like 6 paranormal activity videos that I've done, Paranormal Blacktivity videos that I've done. And I just filmed the 7th one this past week. So make sure you guys subscribe to the Professionally Silly channel on YouTube as well, because it's about to get real. We went to the old LA abandoned zoo and, you know, did a spirit box session there, pulled out the dowsing rods. Let's just say shit got hella real. Hella real. I have not gone over all the footage yet, because there's a good chance that I caught a lot more during my investigation than I first expected. So if you're really into ghost and paranormal and also having fun at the same time, not just being horrified, but being scared and laughing all at the same time, Professionally Silly is your channel. So make sure you guys check out Paranormal Blacktivity. Let's get professionally silly, baby. Let's do that. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to join in. Call about any episode of Professionally Silly that you have heard, you know, from the Anchor app. If you've already got it, you can leave me a voice message there, or you can hit me up on my Google Voice number. You can call or text, and the number is 805-664-1828, and it's almost guaranteed that your message or your text message will make it onto the podcast episode, because ain't like a bitch got a million people calling in, you know what I'm saying? Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.
No, actually, I didn't. What?
Oh, what the fuck?
bro, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there. What happened? So I am making an abandoned, haunted adventure video for my YouTube channel, and we're in this abandoned building. It's like six stories, probably more. There's even an abandoned bank downstairs. It's just crazy. Hold up. Okay. There's nobody in here. What the fuck? Oh my fucking God. I'm not.
Certainly hope you guys enjoyed all those hard peas that you heard in this podcast episode. If you're all caught up on the silly, check out these dope-ass podcast promos from a few of my favorite podcasts.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.